Okay, good evening, Abba Isai. I'm aware that next week we're going to be missing a few shurim, so I will try to go a little bit faster in order that we don't fall behind. We're up to Simon Shin Samach Gimel, and we're up to Sifud Gimel, and I want to get up to page 442. And the aloch is discussed tonight as follows. Lech yoim amoshechim dof noy shel mavui. The second line on page Resh Chov Aleph. Lechi, Eilechi, HaMoshech, Im Defonoi, Shel Mavui, that continues after the wall of the Mavui, Sheemit, Chudoi, Keneged, Ovi, HaKoisel, and its end of this Lechi continues into the, I can't describe it better than picture number 40. What we've got in picture number 40 is, what have we got? We've got a Mavui, and then we've got a Lechi, which is extending from the Mavui. Now what is special about this Lechi? What is not conventional about this Lechi? Normally the Lechi would go, it's what? It's lower. No Lechi can be that. That's quite normal. Oh, Rosh Rabim. That's right. So normally Lechi would go, can you turn back a few pages? Say to page. The page before 438. Or in fact, to page 438. Picture number 12. What can we see here? What's the Lechi? Where does the Lechi normally go? Which direction does the Lechi normally go? Yeah, it goes like, it's like the border, the edge between the Mavui and the Rosh Rabim. What about our Lechi over here in picture number 40? It's going out into the Rosh Rabim. Can it work or not? Can it work? You can see that in the bottom of the page, you also have a picture number 1. And you can see the point being, the Lechi is the extension of the wall. Now, why would this potentially be a problem? Potentially. Why would this potentially be a problem? Rabbi Kagan, if the Lechi is not going by the edge, but it's going right as a continuation of the wall, as in picture number 40, is this a problem or not? Why would it be a problem? What is the Lechi meant to do? Very good. Oh, thank you very much. That's exactly the point. Spot on. The Harav Noah is really doing the, yeah. So that's right, because normally a Lechi is meant to be it's meant to show you some, a sign. Now, if you are in the Mavu, you have got absolutely no sign over here. You know, you don't see, just seeing an extension of the wall, you're not seeing a thing. Does that work or not? So I'm going to go through the Shulchan Aruch second line, see if you'd give one. Lechi amoshechim dofnoi, helechi, which is the continuation of the wall, shal mavui, of the mavui, shemit chudoi kenegit ovi ha-koizl, that you put the edge of this lechi, mamash, connected to the thickness of the wall, to shoven bivifnim, it is from the inside, people won't notice anything, v'nirem ha-bechotz, but it is externally visible. People on the outside can't see the Lechi, but people inside cannot see the Lechi at all. It looks like a continuation of the wall. And the Chudoi Shalechi is not covering the thickness of the Doifen. Now the Lechi is as follows. Pochus me'aba amois. If this Lechi is less than 4 amois, look at picture number 40. It's less than 4 amos. Nidam Mishum Lechi, it is a Lechi, Umishtamishim Chudu Apnimi, and it's considered a valid Lechi if it's less than 4 amos. Abamois, but if it's more than 4 amos, Nidam Mishum Mavui, it's considered a Mavui, Vosu Lishtamish Bukhala Mavui, and you cannot carry the entire Mavui. Sharein Kan Lechi, because it's not a Lechi. Rabbi Isai, so let's look at picture number 40 very, very carefully. You've got the Lechi on the left hand side.
Now, what's the halacha over here? If the lechi is less than 4 amos, then what? It's fine. Why? Because it's a lechi. It's a lechi, ultimately, and people can't see it. You don't need to see the lechi from the inside and from the outside. We learned that earlier. If you see the lechi either from the inside or from the outside, that's good enough. Here, people are seeing the lechi if they're on the outside, so that's good enough. So Rabbi said, this lechi, if it's less than 4 amos, it's good. What about if it's more than 4 amos? By the way, before that, if it's less than 4 amos, it's a good lechi. Until where can you carry? Meaning, which, to where? Only the white floor. The dark floor you cannot carry. Why not? Yeah, that's right. As simple as that. Because you should have him. Good. Now what happens if this lechi is more than 4 amos wide? Long? What's the halacha then? This lechi is more than 4 amos. What's the halacha then? What would you say? Oh! Very good. It becomes a wall. It's a continuation of the wall, Mr. Blin. That's right. And therefore, no good lechi. So if it's not a good lechi, is there anywhere, where can you carry, where can you not carry? What happens? Naftali, if it's a wall, then what's the halacha? It's like a mavui. And therefore, you can't carry. Why can't you carry? Because a mavui, you don't have a lechi. It's a mavui without the lechi. So if it's more than 4 amos, what happens is that it becomes part of the wall. It's substantial. And therefore, you have got no, if you haven't got a lechi. And since you don't have a lechi, you can't carry an entire mavui. Good. And if it's less than 4 amos, Rabbi, so what do we say? If it's less than 4 amos, it's okay. You can carry in the mavui area. Good. See if you dalet. Moving on. There is another way also of kashering. No, not kashering. I'm ready. No, not kashering. There's another way of being machshir. Permitting. Thank you. That's better. So there's another way of permitting. There's another way of permitting. There's another way of allowing carrying in a mavui area. What's the way? Bekoira, through a beam, shenichenu, that you place it al roish hamavui, by the entrance of the mavui. Picture number 43. A beam like this will do the trick. There's no lechi, but there is a. And that does the trick. A koira is fine as well. What's the condition? You must place it on the wall. But if you put 2 hooks on, near the mavui, externally, even if it's really, really close, and you place it on top of those hooks, possible, it's possible, picture number 44. Can you see what the meaning is of picture number 44? It's very, very subtle. Very good. Where is it? That's right. So meaning what? That's it. There's a beam. It's like 2 hooks, kind of, sticking out. And the beam is not on the mavui. The beam is actually in the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah. And that's why it doesn't work. The koira, in order to allow it, carrying in the mavui is only if the koira is on top of the walls. If it's an extension, it doesn't work. Sif tezvav. You must place it in a way that the koira must be placed there. Kidei in order lehatir mavui, in order to allow carrying in the mavui. But im loy nasis l'shem kach, if the koira is only placed there for other purposes, it's there for, you know, for shade. I don't know. Why could it be put there? It's put for building purposes. It's put there for shade. It's put there for tightrope walkers. Pull-ups, yeah? If anybody puts this beam up for pull-ups, then the halacha is, im loy nas l'shem kach, if it's not put there for carrying purpose, afilu samuch l'merev Shabbos, even if people think that it's okay on Erev Shabbos, psula it's possible. So if it's for pull-ups, shade, anything like that,
tight rope walking, no, it's no good. You have to put the koira for one and only reason, and that's to allow carrying in the area. Okay, next, Sif Tes Zayin. The koira that we're discussing has a minimum required shear. Therefore, if you've made it out of atzei hashera, what's atzei hashera? Avodah Zarah. Then the halacha is that it is? Yes, they would did when it came to the lechi. Here, where you're right. When it came to lechi, you're right. You are 100% right. That's what we said yesterday. But today we are saying that when it comes to a koira, it's different. When it's made out of the koira which is made out of the hashera is no good, psula. Why? The kim that is safe for kaima, since it's going to get burnt, kususa mechta shiura, it's lacking in its shear. As discussed yesterday. So again, a koira which is made out of the hashera, if you go to the Buddhist, and it's not a good example, but you go to a temple and you say, do you mind this spare wood over here? Please take it, please take it, please take it. We just, you know. So if you take that and you put it on top of the coat, choose another one. It's not going to work. See if you're dying. Shira koira. So what is the shira of the? What is actually to be more precise? Actually, Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Zayin tells us that atzei hashera we're talking about is shav de Yisrael. It must be a wood which was served by a yid. It must be a yid. Changed his mind and he said, you know what? I want to use this for. He served Avodah Zarah, and that Avodah Zarah, that wood which was served Avodah Zarah, that was taken as a koira. That's no good. You can't use it. Ksusa mechta shiura. Sif Yudzayin, shira koira. What is the shira of the koira? Very interesting shira. We don't find this. Padelechi rochvo tefach ve'ovyot kol shiur. The inits be at least a tefach wide and a thickness of kol shiur. Rak only. Now here comes the condition. Shtei chazaka, it must be strong and solid. Kidei in order lekabel ariach. It must be strong enough in order to hold an ariach. What's an ariach? A brick. The koira must be strong enough to hold a brick. How heavy is a brick? It's heavy, no? The bricks can be heavy. So it must be old. This koira must be able to hold a brick. Shei chatzel leveino shal shlosh tfochim. Ve'imi rechova abot tfochim. If it's made out of four tfochim, en tzicha lio is chazok lekabel ariach. So Rabbi Sai, the point of it is that the koira must be able to hold physically a brick. That's pretty solid. It must be pretty strong koira. If it would break, once you put the brick there, it's not a kosher koira. Even if you're not going to end up putting a brick there. But that's how solid intrinsically needs to be. See if you'd chess. Ma'amidim. What are the ma'amidim? To explain the ma'amidim, we look at picture 50. What is the ma'amidim on picture number 50? Secondary. Oh, very good. We find that also by Hilchos Sukkah, that's right. So how are we going to best explain this ma'amidim on the side? These are the things that are holding the beam. How are we going to call them? The things that are holding the beam. Supports, that's it. The supporters? Yeah, does that make sense? Supporters? Yeah, should we call it supporters for now? So these supporters that are holding the beam. Ma'amidim, tehainu, ayid, im nismeches alisedois. These are the items, the supporters, that the isedus, nismeches alisedois, the yotzim and akosel, which are sticking out from the wall. And that's what the koira is supported by and held. Is held with these ma'amidim. She'en b'rachvon tefach. They're not a tefach wide. V'lo b'alkon shalosh. Yesh oim some say. She'tzorich she'chazokim l'kablo. V'l'kabel chatzi leveino. Some say they need to be able to hold a brick. V'yesh oim she'tzorich she'chazokim. Kede l'kablo v'lo'at. So now. So the machloekes of these as follows. If you've got in picture number 50. These ma'amidim. Question is as follows. How strong does these ma'amidim need to be? We learned that the koira needs to be strong enough to hold a brick. Now, I want to know, how strong do these ma'amidim need to be? How much do they need to be able to hold? How much do these ma'amidim need to hold to be kosher ma'amidim?
Half a brick.
Because it's true? Very interesting, we'll speak about that. Fascinating, but you can see you're talking about an expert. Yeah, no, that's your explanation. So, because we are going to speak about that. But let's both of them together. How much do they need to hold? One brick? Is everybody agreeing with that? Is it good enough if they hold a brick? They need to hold something else besides the brick.
And the beam.
And the beam. That's it. So that's exactly the machloikas. The first opinion holds that the mamidim need to hold the beam and the brick. And the second opinion says, no. No. That it's good enough if the mamidim only holds the beam. Which one is the easier opinion to understand? Which one is this, the opinion that you understand? I also totally understand it's much easier. Because that's really what's... Because they need to hold the beam, and the beam needs to hold the brick. So that's ultimately how much weight they're going to be holding. But the second opinion says, no. You only need to hold... The mamidim only need to hold the weight of a beam, and not the brick which is going to be on top of it. So that's interesting shitter. The Mishnah explains if cotton samach base, elo kidei lekablo to ein noisnin oriach chaleo. Ultimately, the brick is not going to go on the supporters. Uve koyro hu de beinon kvius. It's only with regards to the beam that we need the brick. Kech davei keremalia. It's only a condition with regards to the beam. The beam needs to be solid and strong enough to be a hecker. In order to have that, we need to have a the weight of a, can be holding a weight of a brick. Avol ma'amideo, but with regards to ma'amidim, the supporters, lo etale kere betidu. You don't need nothing to do with the brick. Ve'lechatchel enochno in lahach mekidei rishonah, but lemaisa we paskan, like the former opinion that you need, the ma'amidim need to be holding, what? The brick and the beam. See if you test. Okay, see if you test. Please look at picture number 51. What's interesting about, what's peculiar about picture number 51? What's special over here? Picture 51. What's different? Spots the difference. Very good, it's a round. Do you think that's a problem or not? It's a round beam. A log. Problem or no problem?
Stronger.
Good. Very good. The answer is yes, it's perfectly fine. But I want to ask you a question now. Who is good at maths over here? If we need its width to be one tefach, so how, the circumflex, is that the word? Circumflex, is that what it's called? Circumference, is that what it is? So how long does it need to be there? Circumference. How long does it need to be?
Three.
What's that called? There's a mathematical, what is that called? That is, can you explain, can you?
Pi,
it's pi, right? Isn't it pi? Is that pi, no? 3.1 or something, no? I wonder if this is pi. If we're talking about, okay, please excuse my math skills, I'm no good, yeah? But if you're talking about, if it needs to be one tefach, have I got anything round over here? 3.1, exactly. So, if you've got something round, yeah, if you want to work out, so we are learning that it needs to be one. Anything round over here? Okay, can we just go for this for a moment? Imagine it's a completely round. Maybe it's, yeah. So completely round, equally round. Yeah, complete circle. So if we're learning that we're saying that it's one tefach wide. This is now the beam. And it's a log of wood, yeah? So we're saying that it needs to be one tefach. One and one tefach. So in order to calculate that, it's going to be three tefachim. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Look at that. Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Cotton, you test, how am I so akur agul if it's round? Tzoch shebe kefo shloshe tefachim. It's hekef, needs to be three tefachim. Shoz ish beroch vo tefach. Like this, the width will be one tefach. Beautiful. Yeah. Perfect.
So that's what Shulchan says. And now we're ready for Sif Chof. Chof? Yeah, now Chof is picture number 53. What do you think about picture number 53? So you've got a very interesting shaped wood. Koira. Is this good or no good? How are we best to describe it? Crooked beam, but yeah, no, it's not crooked. Is it crooked? How are we going to best describe it? Yes, yeah, so it's akuma. Yeah, it is. I suppose it is. It is crooked, but it's got its crookedness is sticking out and then coming back in. So it's a bit like a nose. Yeah, it's sticking in and sticking out. Okay, so is that good or no good? Is this a good koira or no good koira? Can you carry in the mavui? Yes or no? Is this a valid koira or not? No good? What about picture 54? Nose sticking up and then sticking down. It's okay. It doesn't look very good. What about picture 55? Down and up again. Can you see the difference? I don't think it's so clear, but can you see the difference between 55 and 53? What is the difference in 55 and 53? That's right. 55 is going down and 53 is going out. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Seif Chof. Hoysa akum if it's crooked, like Musa, and its crookedness. Noi techutz lemavoi goes out of the mavoi. Oi, or lemalam esim, is going higher than 20 amas. That's picture 54. Oi lemal tomaso, or less than 10. Picture 55. Roim, kol she'ilu, hinotarak mumius. We will look as if you would take her out, if you imagine it cut out, this crooked part. If you take it out, imagine it cut out, this piece that is sticking in and sticking out, is the koira, the both sides, is it within three tfochim from each other or not? So imagine, can I just show you in my hand? If you go, it's going like this, and then it's going down, and then up again over here. So both sides, from when it's going down on each side, from when it's going down here, and it's going down over here, if this point to that point is less than three tefachim, it's kosher. Because then we could just ignore the crookedness. If this and this is more than three tefachim away, then this point to that point is more than three tefachim, then the koira becomes possible. So we're looking at this is true by case 53, it's true with case 54, it's true with case 55. We're looking at it, we're ignoring the crooked element. And we're looking at it this way. And finally, Sif Chav Aleph. Hoy so yoytzem a koisel zeh. There might be a picture in the 1 minute. Yeah, there's a picture. And if you look at the back of the Dirshu in page number 9, there's a picture of this scenario called picture 58. If he goes out from one side, it doesn't reach the other side. It's relying on pillars. Picture 58. Picture 59 on page number 10. So there's a koira going on both sides, but they're not reaching each other, and they're supported on two pillars, one from the right and one from the left, and it's not complete. It's not covering the whole from both walls. Then the halacha is they're getting close to each other in the middle of the mavui. Im ein beinem shloisha ksheru, if there's less than three tefachim from one another, it's kosher. Im yesh beinem shloisha psula, but if there's more than three tefachim distant between both of them, then it is going to be possible. Okay, Rabbi, so just to summarize what we covered this evening, we covered Kenano a lot. So we learned about the continued Lechi, which we learned that it makes a difference as to whether it's more than four Tfachim or not. If it's more than four Tfachim, then we learned it's possible, it's an extension of the wall. If it's less than three Tfachim, it's fine, you can carry within the Mavoi.
We learned about the beam, the koira. We learned the beam has to be placed on top of the wall. If it's sticking out, as in picture 44, it's possible. We learned that you need to put it with the intention of being matched in the mavoi. We learned that it needs a shear, therefore asheiro is possible. We learned that it needs to be one tefach wide, otherwise it's possible. We learned with regards to the ma'amidim, you can have ma'amidim, and it's kosher. With regards to how much weight it needs to hold, every koyor needs to be able to hold a brick. The ma'amidim is a machlokes as whether it needs to hold a brick and a beam, or just the beam. We learned with regards to crooked or round koira, such as in page 53, 54, 55. We learned that if the crookedness is less than 3 tefachim, then it's kosher. If it's more than 3 tefachim, it's possible. Then we learned about the koira which doesn't reach the other wall. So if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's kosher from the other wall. If it's more than 3 tefachim, it's possible. Good evening, Abayisai.